Missouri Nuts Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. The U.S. women's hockey team faces Canada later today in their final preliminary round game at the Winter Olympics. Team USA is 3-0 after a 5-0 win over Switzerland. In that game, Joy Dunn, a native of O'Fallon, scored a goal and added two assists. The Missouri native has scored two goals in this tournament so far, as the U.S. has outscored opponents 15-1. Canada is 2-0. Now, the U.S. is 3-7 all-time against Canada in Olympic play, including two gold medals, but Canada won the gold in 2022. The St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team moved up one more spot to 18th in the latest AP Top 25 and climbed to 19 in the coaches' poll. The Bills are 23-1 on the season with the nation's third longest winning streak at 17 games. SLU beat Davidson on the road and LaSalle at home last week. SLU will play their only game this week Friday at Loyola Chicago with a 7:30 tip on ESPN2. The Chiefs are optimistic they could get their star tight end back next season. NFL Network reports Kansas City has been in contact with Travis Kelce about a possible return for a 14th year. The two sides expected to reconnect soon to see if there's a path forward that works for everyone. The 36-year-old Kelce has not made a final decision on his future. And the Raiders hired Clint Kubiak as their next head coach, the Seattle offensive coordinator, fresh off a Super Bowl 60 win. The Raiders finished three games behind the Chiefs with a 3-14 record. He becomes the Raiders' fifth full-time head coach since 2021. Another offensive-minded head coach in the AFC West. And a circuit judge had to step in, but Alabama center Charles Bediako's basketball career is over, at least in college. They denied the 23-year-old's request for a preliminary injunction. He was attempting to return to college after spending the last three seasons in the NBA G League. In fact, in a recent game against Mizzou, he had 14 points in 18 minutes. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nuts Sports.